In progress.
We are off. Okay, welcome everybody. This is the January 23rd, 2023.
24th.
Today is January 24th, 2023. The time is 5:30 p.m. and this is the City of Gunnison City Council meeting being held at 201 West Virginia Avenue, Gunnison, Colorado, in the second floor of Council Chambers. We will begin with any public input for any items that are not on the agenda. Anybody in the room? But you're on the agenda, Lisa. Anybody online that would like to chime in?
I don't think so.
Okay. We will move along into the next agenda item, a consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda, approve the January 10th, 2023 regular session minutes, and approve January 10th, 2023 special session meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded by Logan. Erica?
Freeburn?
Yes.
Miles?
Yes.
Slata?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Gelwix?
Yes.
So carried.
All right, we will then move into the next agenda item, Ordinance Number 1, Series 2023 on second reading.
I'll introduce Ordinance Number 1, Series 2023 on second reading, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Gunnison, Colorado, amending Title III Finance, Chapter 3.10, to establish an exemption for charitable and certain small sales, and I'll move adoption of Ordinance Number 1, Series 2023 on second reading.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Any comments or questions? Erica?
Miles?
Yes.
Plata?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Gelwix?
Yes.
Freeburn?
Yes.
So carried.
Great. We will then move into Resolution Number 3, Series 2023.
I'll introduce Resolution Number 3, Series 2023, Resolution of the City Council of the City of Gunnison, Colorado, authorizing staff to submit a grant application to the Division of Transportation for a RAISE grant to fund the design and construction of Phase 2 of the Ohio Avenue multimodal project from Wisconsin Street to 11th Street. And I'll move adoption of Resolution Number 3, Series 2023.
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
I think we have Lisa here to provide just some context on this grant.
Thank you so much.
Ohio Avenue project in general, if you would come up, please, Lisa. Thank you.
So this grant proposal would be to fund phase two of Ohio Avenue. We've already secured funding for phase one, which we're hoping will take us to Wisconsin, but is the way prices are going, we're not sure that that will happen. So depending on where we get to this summer with construction, the grant proposal will be for either 4 to 6 blocks to take us all the way to the 11th. We would probably go out to bid for design in 2024, which we're estimating approximately 300 grand for that. And then for construction, approximately $430,000 per block. So we're going to ask for $3 million. So I think when we started this project in 2018, Jim knows we didn't think it would cost $1 million to get to 11th. But
we can't even get anybody to bid it, hardly.
Yeah. And then we will be rebidding it with an ad alternate to take us to either Wisconsin or Spruce, depending on the price, this month.
So on those alternates, will the first alternate get us all the way across Maine, and then will there be blocks of alternates after that, or how exactly
is that going to happen? So the first... yeah, we're hoping to get across to at least Wisconsin.
Okay. And so that's just the base bid?
Yes. At
that, okay.
And then we'll add an alternate from Wisconsin to Spruce. And if we can get to Spruce, we'll add that add alternate in the contract for construction this summer.
And if this grant is successful, will we also need the Transportation Alternatives grant, or is that kind of a backup to the RAISE grant?
For the phase two?
Yeah.
I would say that it's probably an alternative.
Okay.
To a backup.
Sounds good.
I think we have a pretty good chance. I've attended three different webinars now. I think this project comes in. You're supposed to have a high rating between on six of their eight rubric points, and I think we'll have that. I think easily we'll have that. So I'm excited. I think we have a really good chance at it.
Great. Are you kind of the lead on this grant application?
Yeah.
Are you?
Great. Yeah, Cody this and I.
Nice.
Yeah. Good job. I'll be doing the grant application and yeah.
Good.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yep.
Any other questions for Lisa?
No.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Excited about that for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Very well. Excuse me. Moved and seconded. Erica?
Mm-hmm. Plata?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Galway?
Yes.
Dreamer?
Yes.
Miles?
Yes.
So carried.
And just in time, we'll move into agenda item D, contract amendment for the Lazy K development. And Ben.
Sure. So over
to you.
I did send you directly the packet materials for this item. And it might be helpful to share my screen here.
Are those arrows in the packet? It's a different.
Yeah, so basically what John is requesting is a little square dance of properties here. So hopefully you can kind of see this. Essentially, I think it sounds like all the 80s have sold or are under contract, correct?
Right.
So there are no 80 AMIs available at this point in time. There are four 140 AMIs or 120 to be sold AMIs, but 140 income limit AMIs available, which is on 15A here, that the unit A and E, so these end units, and then the unit A on 15C here, and then unit A on the end of 17B. So those are all four 140s that are available right now. They're for sale. They can be purchased by institutions and rented to local workers regardless of income. But what John is requesting to do is do some flip-flopping here. Ultimately, the number of units and the AMIs don't change. At the end of this, it's just switching them out to where those 140s would, which are now A and E here, would move to A and B on the commercial restaurant property. And then these that are intended to be 140s would move to lot 26, and that would be a full duplex there as a standalone building that could be purchased that may be more attractive to an institutional buyer rather than buying halves of two buildings. So that's what the request is. The intention at the end of the day is just to put more 80s in the market right now, because even with the higher interest rates right now, those are proving to be more attractive. It's just easier to qualify and pay a loan at that 80%. So does that capture that? Do you want to join us, John? And
yeah, if that's okay.
Please. Perfect.
John Stock. So the reason we did it is we sold that last 80, went under contract, so we're trying to get a couple more 80s on the market right now because there seems to be other people that are interested. And by just doing two, then we're still having the two 140s. Those units are CO'd and ready to be occupied today. So that's the point of the transfer of those. The other two that we're looking to move over onto Gunnison Avenue, there's a couple things with that. One is the college is looking to do master leases on some units sooner than later. And those are the soonest units that we're going to have done that we'd be able to do that with them. So that's the point of that. And the other thing was, there was some consensus that an employer might be more apt to buy an entire duplex than half of a duplex just so he controls his own destiny. So that was the college element was the only thing that was left down in there. And I don't know if that's going to happen. They talk a lot. Everybody talks a lot. So we'll see if it works out. But at least that way they'll have them. Those four units on, or there are eight units actually, the ones on Tamichi Avenue, those, the original intent was the 140s in front and the 80s in the back. We didn't want to mess with the 80s because the 80s seem like they need to get on the market. And we actually, the DOLA grant has a deadline of Halloween that I didn't think about.
For TCO, much. Yeah, for TCO.
Right.
And then sold by the end of the year.
So they that just gets us a couple more units ahead on that, too. We're going to hit that deadline. It's not.
Yeah. Not because after these become 80s, this A and E, really there's just these four remaining, right?
The restaurant.
The restaurant building's the only thing that's left.
Yeah, but it gets you two further ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, originally, like all along, we had talked about trying not to do separation of class, like putting all the 80s together and putting everybody in their own little income bracket. Mm-hmm. And it kind of helps us with that a little too, blends that subdivision in a little better as per our original concept with it. So,
is there any substantial or difference in size of units in these swaps?
They move around a little, I think. I think the Weary 1204 on 15A, and we're 1280 on 16A.
Okay.
And the other ones, I think it was almost a direct swap. It was, they're really close.
Yeah, okay.
They're really close. But it did make that the extra square footage went to the higher bracket and the higher sales price, so that doesn't hurt. Hmm.
So, John, just for clarity, we're not changing the number of 80s and 140s. We're just moving them around a bit.
We're trying to get them on the market. So
okay, but they're the same number. I mean,
units. Okay. Everything stays exactly.
Yeah. 44 deed restricted units.
Okay. Yeah, the numbers are on the left. There's 26 okay. 80s, 18 120s, and 22 free market.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. Okay. So that all stays the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Thanks. Yeah, I guess that was my question, was in swapping the AMIs, does anything change about the particular build-out of the unit?
No. Now, like right now, those units, the driving factor is AMI. It's not that if it was free market, it'd sell for one thing. If it was a 120, it'd sell for one thing. If it was 80, but it's the exact same unit. It's just the price is driven by the deed restrictions on them. Finishes are the same. Everything's the same.
Is there any downside to doing this? To switch them around? The 80s
only downside that could happen is if tomorrow morning somebody called me and said they want it for 120s, and then so, I don't know.
Just missed it,
right? You know?
Darn.
So, but according to Kelly, who we work with, there's people right now qualified for 80s. One person that's waiting. So if we can tell her, yeah, she can have an 80, I think they'd be moving into it.
Well, just out of curiosity, how many are occupied right now?
We have All the X's are occupied.
Well, not exactly.
All the what?
They're at least sold.
15B is probably going to be sold, but all the X's are under contract or occupied.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So it's going pretty well. Wow.
So, and switching these around, they wouldn't, the purchasers wouldn't be subject to a lottery.
That's a question that we're inquiring about.
The way we've been doing it is everything that went through an original lottery doesn't go through a second lottery.
But the two we're talking about switching. Yeah.
I don't know the answer if we would do a lottery or if it would just go to the people who are
lined up
looking for them right now. But all the rest of them, as soon as our next lottery is the four duplexes on Tabichi, and that'll go through a lottery. And that's
where we're switching some of the 140s to, where the arrow's pointing to?
Yeah, we're putting the free market ones there and moving the 140s over to Gunnison Avenue.
Right. So the duplexes, that'll be six units that are through the lottery.
Yeah, when our next lottery has six new units in it.
Potentially eight if we're required to put these two 80s in the lottery.
I think we're going to do that sooner, though.
Yeah, okay. If we need to do a lottery, we should do it right away.
Yeah.
But the other ones aren't ready to occupy yet. They're pretty close.
Now, these on Gunnison Avenue, have they started yet?
The pads are cut, and I put in the water, sewer and water are in. But that the plan is to completely finish phase two and have that done, and we'll have those done by the end of the summer is our plan. So, but we're going from the four on Tamichi, which two of those are trimmed. All of them are primed. No, three are primed. One isn't sheetrocked yet, but those are moving along, and then we'll go into the restaurant building. We're already in the restaurant building.
Well, I love driving by there and seeing the progress week by week. This is really fun.
Yeah, we struggled this winter a little. The concrete companies have really shut us down. Mm. Like, we're supposed to be pouring this week, and they canceled the entire week. Mm. Tamichi sold.
Really?
So, this is what the rumor is around construction sites. So just when they were making that transition, they shut it down. They shut down for like most of September, which really hurt us. And then now we're struggling getting concrete. So hopefully as soon as they're back to normal, we just start going as fast as we can again.
Has the new owner started that up again, Tamichi?
No.
Concrete? No.
No. Supposedly, it's a company out of Denver that owns 200 trucks running in Denver. Mm. So, I hope it helps. Because it's been, last 8 months have been painful with concrete.
Mm. So who and when is the lottery decision made?
I guess it's just as soon as DOLA gets back to us on whether that's a requirement after changing the AMI threshold.
Yeah, Will is talking to the DOLA rep just to... But you want to make sure that
because it's been through the lottery, but the circumstances have changed on it, so we want to make sure we're in full compliance before we just start selling them.
Great.
Yeah.
And just procedurally, the two lines going this way, that doesn't require any contract change because those are already restricted lots. That's just an internal thing we wanted council to know about. The lot 21 and 22 down to lot 26, that does require a contract change because those are identified as restricted and free market lots in the contract. So we'll have to amend the contract to adjust that.
Because the blue is the 140.
Yeah.
Yeah,
these are all deed restricted and they're going to stay deed restricted.
I've been playing a lot of strategy games, and this is feeling similar.
It's kind of like
it's like Risk.
Yeah.
You're moving your armies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just guessing at what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. But we do know those four 120s have been sitting there for a bit now.
And there is some, I mean, the interest rates were above 7% for 30-year mortgages, and they've dropped in the last few weeks to 6.3. So that coupled with the ability that institutions can buy, and I think we really haven't advertised that yet. We're just seeing that there's traction on the 80s, so this, you know, staff supports this.
One, I know that, I believe the Board of Trustees is meeting this weekend.
For the hospital one?
No, for the university.
Oh, for the college stuff?
Yeah, and so.
Oh, yeah, they're asking me to send them the ones that they'll be able to rent, but I didn't want to do it till after we all talked so that I can tell them which
one. Yeah, so they'll start meeting Thursday, I think. So.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out it may be an opportunity for them to make a decision.
Right. We've had like a ton of meetings, and I just didn't get them their final information until we all decide if we want to do that or not.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So.
Well, I appreciate how flexible this project has been and that you've been creative.
Pretty moldy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been creative in moving things around and trying to help fit the market and what people are looking for. And
yeah,
it's been good to have that partnership.
I know. I think it's gone pretty well, actually. When I started, my wife's like, you can never deal with a public entity. You can't deal with clients. And
show you.
He's gotten us all pretty trained at this point. We don't even blink now when he's like, look at a change. I'm like, okay.
I think it's been pretty easy, actually. We've had a couple moments of things, but
that's kind of standard, isn't it? With anybody.
Been less than we have on our custom homes.
Yeah.
I think it's gone really smoothly. So
sometimes our custom homes, I'd rather
just work really at Taco Bell. Yeah. Some of this for deed restricted is going to be all the way to 24 initially, I think. Weren't we looking initially that some of the phase three would have been in 24?
Yeah, I thought we were a year ahead of schedule myself.
Yeah.
But Willa told me I was wrong with that deadline.
Oh.
Well, only the 80s are important related to the Dolan grant.
They have a grant.
Yeah, we're going to finish a year ahead of what we thought we were going to
do. Yeah,
That's really great.
I
live right by there, as I mentioned previously, and I don't go by there a day that someone isn't there working. So.
Yeah, that new. There's really a girl who moved into 17D.
Nice.
She's like, so you guys work on weekends? It's like, usually.
You're not sleeping until 2024.
So, we appreciate all the hard work.
Thanks.
We've got two motions requested of council. Would anybody like to introduce?
I'll move to authorize an amendment to the contract to change the designated restricted lots 21, 22, and 26 between the City of Gunnison, Lazy K Development, LLC.
I'll second that. Motion has been moved and seconded. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, Erica?
Logan?
Yes.
Goex?
Yes.
Freeburn?
Yes.
Miles?
Yes.
Plata?
Yes.
So carried.
And I'll move to authorize the acting city manager to sign the amended contract once drafted and reviewed by the city attorney.
I'll second that. Moved and seconded. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none. Erica?
Goex?
Yes.
Freeburn?
Yes.
Miles?
Yes.
Plata?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
So carried.
Thank you, John.
Yep.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Yep. I'm going home.
Okay. Not back to work. All right. With that, we will move into staff and council reports, beginning with city attorney.
So I did not go on vacation last week. I'm going to go tomorrow. So I'll be out the 25th through the 31st.
Good.
Hopefully. I hope you don't see me around town for a week.
We don't want to see you around town.
Yeah, get out, Kathy.
So that
go.
You can go on vacation.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for the update, Kathy.
Yep.
City clerk.
A lot going on, but for meeting-wise, just kind of as normal. I guess one thing I did want to check is that We were talking about that local government educational night, and I was wondering if February 16th could work for folks or no. Okay.
That's CML's legislative. I will be in Denver at that point.
Okay.
So if you want me there, fine. If you don't want me there, that's okay too.
February 16th.
February 16th is a Thursday night at 6 p.m. We were trying to work with the county on that a little bit as well, too, to do some education for the community about the differences between city and county government and an overview.
I am a very likely. I just don't have my schedule in front of me because I forgot my work phone.
Okay.
But that I'm pretty sure will work. I'll follow up with you on a yes or no.
I could do the 16th.
Should work for me.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all.
That's all.
That yep, 16th. Unless there's any 16th, yes. If there's any other schedules I should be aware of for council.
Do we want to point out that we'd like to move the March 14th meeting to March 7th since that's spring break and for Western and Gunnison schools, so we might have very little turnout.
Back-to-backs.
14th to the 7th?
Yeah, so
it would be February 28th and then March 7th. Yeah, would be the back-to-back.
28th, 7th?
It'd be the 14th to the 7th. 14th of March to March
7th. Yeah. Do we need to...
We do a resolution.
You've got to do a resolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Question. Okay. That would be on our next meeting then, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Check my schedules.
Okay.
I will be out February 7th to 12th.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you might miss this one then.
No, that's March.
If things go as planned.
Do you mean March?
I'll be out February 7th through 12th.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're missing the 14th? Or the, oh, okay. No, never mind. Sorry.
I shortened my trip, so I wouldn't miss
okay. Is the 16th, there's just government folks or attorney?
Yeah,
or no?
Just government folks.
No attorney. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Unless you'd like to talk about what you do.
What's you want to come learn about?
I'm pretty sure I know the differences. But if you want me there, I would be there.
I don't know. Matt Hoyt may have some interesting thoughts.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay.
You guys invite me, then I should be here.
We'll move into city manager update.
I won't be there. I submitted my report to you. A couple things I just wanted to point out is we had the water plant kickoff meeting last week. It was great. I think we've made a really great selection with JVA consultants. We're really trying to get creative on splitting this project into multiple pieces. Through the bipartisan infrastructure law, the grant forgiveness or the loan forgiveness was capped at $2 million per project, and they've moved that up to $5 million. So we're hoping we can take advantage of that and then split off the water tank project as its own project to maybe get that debt forgiveness on two separate projects. And then also we're looking at splitting off the raw water collection as its own project so that we can get some Colorado Water Conservation Board funds for that. They got, I think, $17 million in the funding cycle last legislative session. So we're hopeful that we can really be aggressive on these grants in order to bring those rate increases down from what they would need to be.
One quick question. With the new water tank, will that replace the existing ones as well?
It will entail an analysis on those. Part of the project is that it looks like some of the lines that come from those tanks are lead jointed
yep.
Pipes, so we'd like to replace those just because that sometimes can be a risk that we don't want to have in there if there's corrosion on the pipes. So that goes all the way down, we believe, to Colorado Avenue, so it would be a project that entails replacing those. But that big tank looks like it's in great shape, and one of the two smaller tanks may be in good shape. So that'll just be part of the process to assess those and see how much useful life they have. And, you know, putting in a new tank, it also depends on the location of that, since it's on the side of that hill and blasting that rock. And so there's a lot of cost analysis that will have to go in that first.
And it'll probably be constructed out of concrete rather than...
That is something we're looking for, because it's, the cost has actually gotten to where it's pretty comparable to the steel tanks, and they're much more durable. So that's something that we're seriously looking at.
Okay, thank you.
Also the performance,
you're welcome.
Also the performance contract, we're going out to bid, and deadlines for that is February 3rd. So we're hoping to have pre-bid final plans for you at your February 28th meeting. So take a look at that performance contract and what's in and out on that, depending on what bids come in. We are,
Ben,
yes.
Regarding that, just a thought question came up. Do we know what Western's emergency shelter plan is? Do they have a space where students are supposed to go? I'm just wondering, because that's, you know, one of our largest population bases, and if they communicate that not only to students in the dorms, but also students that are living off campus, if they have like a generator in a
sure
emergency shelter space.
Casey, are you aware of anything?
I'm not, but I can go ahead and do some digging for you.
Yeah, I don't know if you read Ben's note, but that we've been trying for a few years to figure out how to get a big generator at the community center to be an emergency shelter for residents. And I was just, you know, thinking about our different population bases, and Western is certainly one of the largest in city limits. So
sure. I'll check with Scott Morrow and see.
Wondering how we can collaborate and if they already have something.
A long time ago in a galaxy far away, it was Wright Gymnasium.
Sure.
Because of the ability
for
showers.
As we see, when the power goes out, you know, having a place that doesn't have a generator is less than ideal. So
I'm guessing they have to kind of have somewhere.
I don't know if that's the case, because we haven't had one really. I mean, so...
So it could be
it's something we're trying to address,
or,
but yeah.
Because the community center is also close to campus, so.
Right. Yeah, I'll follow up on that. You saw that we're looking at potentially purchasing two generators so that we don't have to trench. There's 2 meters on that building. And since the generator that we received from AMAX with a donation is just oversized for that, and so they're doing some cost estimates on what the comparison is with having a load bank for that large generator and doing the trenching. We're just buying new generators and selling that generator and using the residual value toward that project. So taking a look at that, and that'll be included in your February 28th meeting. I did touch base with Scott Truex with the RTA, and we'll kind of go back and forth on a transit center. It sounds like the RTA board will be meeting on February 17th to discuss that and just kind of see what their needs are and if there's some way that the city can partner with that. And I also wanted to report that we were looking into the Transformational Affordable Housing Grant through DOLA for potential purchase of a mobile home park, and we've hit a snag with that where the program really doesn't align with what we're trying to do there. There may be some funding through Colorado DOLA rather than federal funds that may be an opportunity, but we're still looking into that, but that's not looking really fruitful, and I just wanted to point that out. I think that was it, unless there's anything else that council has questions about operationally or anything else.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
All right, we will then move into our Western liaison update.
No report.
Is there Winterfest going on this year? Or the Winterfest or the
Rail Jam?
Rail Jam?
Yeah, that is on. I have on my calendar. If I'm not mistaken, it is Sunday the 12th.
Okay.
Of February.
February 12th?
Yes.
Great. Get your snowboard, Jim.
Yeah, I think that's the alumni ski weekend, too, if I remember right.
Nice.
President's weekend?
No, it's not President's Week.
It's not President's Weekend this year. Good.
It's usually Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Casey. No worries. Bo.
Okay, well, we had a chamber meeting and talked about a lot of things, but I forgot my notes. So, anyway, we did talk about grants and talked about grant concerns quite a bit, how that turned out, and they were, understandably disappointed, I think. I had a long chat with Celeste afterwards and kind of talked about some of the disappointments and where do we go from here kinds of approaches. But other than that, we do have new leadership in there. Leadership before was great, and it's nice to see change of guard. RTA met also, and the airport grand opening was really awesome. They did a good job over there, and it looks really nice. There's a lot of people showed up for that, and some good food and drinks for all the folks that were participating. We have a new Whetstone, it's not quite finished yet, but there's a Whetstone maintenance building, storage building up there in the industrial park. Crested Butte, just to the south, in the industrial area. And that's getting close to being done. Hopefully this spring, early summer, it'll be finished, and that'll be a big plus for the Mustangs and be able to stage some buses in Crested Butte for early runs instead of starting everything down here, having what are they, deadhead runs going up to Crested Butte from here. And there was rumor about an electric bus that we're going to give a demo to for a while, and that's not going to happen in Crested Butte. So, unfortunately, that was kind of something we were looking forward to seeing how that would work, and it's not going to come through. So, that's it.
Thank you, Bo. Jim?
I just received some complaints on snow removal in the downtown area on the sidewalks. Do we have an enforcement for that, Ben?
So you're saying businesses aren't clearing it?
ADA people.
We do, and we try to be a little bit more aggressive on those high traffic area, but I can talk to you and see if you had some specifics, but we can follow up on that.
Yeah, Subway.
Plowed it.
Yeah, they got it plowed up on the sidewalk, and they have it shoveled on Tamichi. There's two businesses in the 100 block on the east side that haven't shoveled the last few storms on Main Street, and then a lot of ice buildup. It's always bad by the Taga in the sun, but they're only shoveling part of it too.
Okay.
And people are having trouble with walkers and stuff like that.
We can reach out to them.
Fallen.
Okay.
So if we have an enforcement, and then plans for me, I'm going to be leaving the end of February, and I probably will be gone the entire month of March, just so people know, for personal and medical reasons. I hope the medical anyway. But pleasure, and they're all personal.
Was Rochambeau one of those businesses?
No, we hire somebody and he does a great job. So if anybody needs somebody, I can recommend our guy.
But thank you, Jim. But I might miss.
You got only ambushed there.
Other than city council, I'd miss would be the fire pension.
Okay.
So
I'll make sure to attend that then.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you,
Mallory.
Yes, I attended the airport grand opening as well. That was awesome. I also loved the feedback from our city manager recruiter, Drew, that he was boasting about how well attended our town hall was. He's never seen a turnout like that, and just shows how people in Gunnison really show up for stuff and get involved, so it's always very heartening for me. And I have a observatory meeting Thursday, first one of the year, since the end of last season, so that'll be fun. And then Housing Authority, we had made an offer to replace Chris Peterson's position as the property management/housing specialist, and that kind of fell through. So if anybody knows anyone looking for a job with the Housing Authority, send them to Andy.
What's their qualifications? What do they need?
I don't have the exact paper.
Now.
But I don't know that it's too specific.
Okay.
It's fairly straightforward in terms of overseeing the properties and dealing directly with the clients that are located there.
Yes, and knowing the ins and outs of all sorts of government programs.
Yeah. Apply through housing?
Yes.
Cool. We'll try to pass on.
And then we will also be doing a strategic planning session in February. Looking forward to that. We've got Laura Puckett Daniels joining the board as our new president, so that'll be good. And I also have a store committee meeting on Thursday, and we'll be discussing our updated strategic plan and also the grant funding that STORE will be and National Forest Foundation will be allocating this year to Gunnison Trails and Crest Butte Mountain Bike Association and a few others. So if we ever want to apply for some grant funding through STORE, that's certainly an avenue for any rec or tourism or trails based projects. That's all I have.
All right.
Oh, I guess if I had a question about the offer for city manager as far as what the contract includes, when do we talk about that?
We can talk about it if they're not taking action now, couldn't they? Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about...
Ben had sent out a contract draft, right,
yeah,
to council, and I just had something I was wondering if we wanted to include in it.
I would contact Ben.
Okay.
If it's in the next week.
And I did. I was just wondering, I haven't talked to my other council members about it.
Yeah, I think we have to wait for that.
Yeah, I think you can just talk to Ben, and then he can fill me in, and then when it gets to that point, we can put it together.
I think what you suggested is reasonable. We put it in as a starting spot, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Never mind.
It's an initial offer sheet.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mallory. Jim, thank you for the written updates. Anything in addition to this?
I had received comments about, especially in the Central Business District, shoveling.
Okay.
And it's we can name the usual suspects. It's reminder time.
Yeah.
And
it's a bigger snow year, so.
Yeah, and there has not been even the typical January thaw yet. It's all been, you know, ice on ice. And there are examples of people falling down where, I don't know, but I know where I had my teeth cleaned today, they were doing oral surgery for people that face planted on two of them. So it is use caution out there and judgment, but we also need to see if we can make it better.
And we do have a contract, and they're working on clearing like the handicap ramps.
Yep. You've
probably seen that works on.
And that's been fairly well done.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, is it perfect or all covered? No. So.
All right. Thank you, Jim. I've just got two quick ones. One, I received kudos for the communications that are ongoing through Facebook. So really, the clerk's office seems to be very well received on the amount of information that's going out through there. The snowplow idea seems to be going quite well. I'm really excited to see who's in the running.
Yeah.
You have a Plowy McPlow face on your hands.
Submissions end on the 27th.
All right. Get yours in.
Sienna?
I had a meeting with Carrie Comerford and Emily Mirza from GCSAP to discuss the nicotine tax that was passed in the north end of the valley in Crested Butte. I was
curious to learn more about that and how to see how well that's working. So I've got some follow-ups with them. And that is all that comes to mind. So if there are no additional comments or questions, we will stand adjourned at 6:15 p.m. on this regular session with the work session.
On the nose.
With our work session to begin now. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
So we were planning on doing a sort of shuffle out here to our work session style. Would you prefer that, or we can just conduct it up here if you'd rather stay where you are?
I think it's easiest to not get up anymore. Okay. And move. Yeah. Can we do a 5-minute break?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right. We'll do a 5-minute and start at 6:20. Okay.